TJ Ellison goes to the Fayette Institute of Technology in Southern West Virginia. Inside Appalachia has been mentoring his class, teaching radio storytelling. For his very first story, TJ decided to focus on his own experience at CTE school. He set out to learn more about how students and teachers in his community feel about a career and trade school path.
I decided to go to a high school with vocational programs myself because when I was 9, I decided I wanted to be a chef. I thought there was a home economics class in middle school to help me start my path to culinary greatness, but there wasn't. When I got to high school, a culinary arts class was offered at our CTE school. The CTE school here is a completely separate building from our high school. When it came time to enroll, I didn't think twice, as I'm not very well suited for a traditional classroom setting. But as graduation came closer and I began applying for colleges, I was wondering, have I made the right decision? I began asking my classmates and school staff if they think going to a career school and technical high school helps students who are looking at a college. One of my fellow students at my school is Kristen Williams. Before this story, I never actually sat down to talk with her about this topic. Like me, she loved the benefits of learning through practical experience.
We learn off of a board or in a book. For a lot of us, that's not how we learn. We just throw it off. We just try to get by and pass. But here we're learning something hands-on, and we're able to actually keep that information.
Another reason Kristen likes CTE schools is because it helps break down the stereotype that college is the only path forward for those students that are about to graduate.
Most definitely. This school gives kids a reason to come to school every day.
Kristen is hoping to get a job as an auto mechanic after she graduates high school. She says she learns better at CTE school compared to her traditional high school, where she sat at a desk all day and struggled to stay focused. She says all around, CTE classes has given her a reason to care about school in ways she hadn't in the past.
I've been able to come out of my shell. I am with teachers who care about me as an individual. I care about my teachers and my classmates.
Learning by doing is a huge draw to career and technical education, or CTE classes, which is the official name for vocational technology classes. In West Virginia, these courses are offered in high school as a supplement to the traditional classroom environment with classes that teach hands-on career skill. For Kirsten, that means auto mechanic classes, but it can also be skills like business or forestry classes. But those aren't the only options. Many CTE programs across the state offer classes for media production, cooking, and even classes that help prepare students for the medical field. With that being said, there is still a stereotype that CTE classes are all shop classes, with some schools even having derogatory terms for those who spend the majority of their time in the CTE facilities. The reason for this, as FIT Principal Mr. Keaton points out, is because the perception of CTE classes hasn't been adapted to what is now available to the students.
I think that the current generation of parents, which is my generation of people, grew up in a time when trade schools were where a lot of guys went to work on their cars, learn how to build houses, and that kind of thing. That was my experience when I was in high school. That's what the Votech was for.
Welding technology instructor Roy Neal Jr. explains that the skills learned in CTE classes can directly lead to employment upon graduation.
They definitely help students get jobs out in the industry. I have a lot of employers that call here looking for students because they know the quality of students that I send out of here. So they want somebody that has the basic understanding of a trade.
Mr. Neal says people don't often talk about the benefits of a vocational high school.
Yeah, I think it should be promoted more in the high schools through the guidance counselors, you know, because I know they push college, you know, students hard. And while they're still in high school, students ought to be informed of the opportunities that they have in a vocational school as long as they have all their academic credits caught up.
He also believes CTE classes not only teach students important workforce-related skills, but also helps reinforce what is learned in the traditional classroom.
I've had students who run through this program that probably would have dropped out of school. This is their opportunity, you know. And not everybody's academic, you know. You just have to find what draws your interest in life. You know, you can't teach everybody the same, like robots. I mean, everybody has a different technique of learning, different techniques of doing things, have their own concept of what they want to do with their life, whether it's through music or through art or through hands-on work or being a doctor or whatever. You have to find your love in life. And once you find that, you know, that will help you get more involved in other things, such as academics.
Even looking past job training, CTE programs give some students a reason to go to school in the first place. As business instructor Ms. Woodson explains, the classes give students who might not be interested in their more traditionally taught classes a better way to learn.
We had a lot of students that when I had them as 9th and 10th graders, you know, I would really just tell them, I know that you're struggling here. I know a traditional classroom setting isn't working for you. So, but if you hang in there and we can get you to fit, you know, I think you'll find something that will really, that you'll enjoy.
This is something that multimedia and publishing student Stormy Surface has seen firsthand among her peers.
I've had friends who wanted to drop out, but then when they started their vocational class, they loved it so much that they wanted to stay in school just because it was something they looked forward to every day.
But not everyone is fit for a CTE program. Markayla King was considering going into the pharmacy classes offered at FIT, but had a change of heart.
I did consider going to Votech, but I chose against it because of what I've known about it. Like, I didn't want to be chained down to one certain career. I wanted to kind of expand my careers to see what I want to go into.
Markayla is considering going into pathology as she graduates, so the idea of not being able to take more STEM classes at her school made her feel a little uneasy about going to FIT. In the end, Markayla did change her career choice. Instead of pharmacy, she wants to study biochemistry and pathology. She plans to attend West Virginia University in the fall. I get what she means. A CTE school probably wouldn't have given her the chance to focus as much of her time on AP chemistry and other sciences. But I disagree that she would have had to only choose one career path if she'd chosen a CTE track. Actually, I changed career plans myself. Though I was initially wanting to go into culinary arts and become a chef, I got to take the multimedia arts class at my school. Now I'm hoping to pursue media as my career field. Trade schools are often looked down on and get a bad rap because of what they're designed to do. Some people see them as an option for kids who would otherwise drop out. But around my community, it's not as stigmatized as much as it is in other places. For me personally, my dad went to a trade school for his high school, and that's how it is for many of my friends and their neighbors. One thing I realized while interviewing people for the story is that everybody doesn't learn the same way. Some people do learn through books, but others really like hands-on training, and that's some I can personally identify with. Though all my time at school, I was never really the kid with straight A's, but whenever it came to the hands-on projects, I excelled. And while CTE schools aren't often for everybody, for a lot of students, including me, they work. And over time, I do hope that hands-on learning becomes more accepted. For Inside Appalachia, I'm TJ Ellison in Fayette County, West Virginia.
TJ graduated from the Fayette Institute of Technology a few days after he filed that story. Congratulations, TJ. As he mentioned, he's hoping to study media in college this fall. Senior Ashton Huffman also helped report this story along with West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Corey Nollinger. Maybe it's just me, but I love the sound of people finding their voice. And can I just say, I love TJ's story. I love the personality and cheer coming through his narration and learning a little about life in his corner of Appalachia. I love how he included perspectives different from his own and took a second to reflect on that. He spoke with teachers and classmates and explored stereotypes. I think it demonstrates critical thinking, creativity, cooperation, and we heard his go with new audio technical skills. So he really exemplifies this concept of experiential learning pretty perfectly. A great way to finish off our show this week. Thanks again, TJ, for the work. Until next time, thanks for joining me as we journey throughout Appalachia.